gentrification in other countries than Anton from AntonDaniels.com. I've seen people get mad at me, do reaction videos of me when I, and some of y'all have been around long enough to actually see me talk about what happens when you move into other countries. And so we're going to combine two different issues here. The first issue, obviously, is we know about the illegal migrants inside of the United States of America. We know that there's Democrats and liberals that protest for them. We know that they think that they are doing something for them and that the people actually give a fuck about them inside of the United States of America. And so they over here for 20 and 30 years, they never learn how to speak English. Some of them only speak Spanish. They never actually seek out citizenship. They commit crimes. They come over here illegally. They not even legal. They don't have no work visas. They don't have nothing. And then they come over here and they feel entitled to the United States of America. And so Trump has said, nope, we're going to come over here legally. We want you, but we want legal migrants, right? But over in Mexico City, they doing it a little bit different. You're over there legally. You have a work visa. One of the requirements is for you to be bringing in income from outside of the United States of America in order to live in some of these places for 6 months out of the year. And they said, get out. Get out. They don't want you there. And I've been doing some research, so I'm going to be dropping some more reaction videos on the Anton Daniels channel. What I'm realizing is that it's not just happening in Mexico City and in Mexico cities in Mexico. It's happening in a lot of the places around the world. A lot of places around the world is saying that they don't want your dollar because you're not a cultural fit and they don't want you gentrifying their areas. Okay. What up, Empress? You like that Darnell situation? Well, guess what? Before I actually show y'all what's happening in these protests in Mexico where they're basically going at American citizens that decide that they want to come over there and bring their American dollar and y'all going to go over there and live cheaper because it's better to live cheaper and you can go over there and get some box for cheap for 27 pesos. Instead of that, before we get into it, this was so funny because I had this on the dock and this can't be anything but God. This can't be anything but God. So I had planned on doing this review video. And prior to me doing it, for some reason, I just couldn't get to it. I would put it on the end. You know, I always do the review videos on the end. I would do it on the end and I would have conversations about, and I haven't even done a review video on CNBC lately. But this is a man that says he earns $350,000 a year. High value man. And he says that he only lives and works remotely in Mexico City. So before I actually show y'all what they're protesting for, I want to show you what it is that they're protesting against.
Mexico City is a great city for me because I really love global cities. The vibrancy, the culture, the people, the food, the warm weather. There's just so many things to love about it. I try to be very conscious about coming here, you know, as a tourist. So when I came to Mexico City, I wanted to make sure that I was learning Spanish, that I was making local friends. Mexico is home for me for the foreseeable future. My name is Derek Morgan Jr. I'm 34 years old and live in Mexico City. I'm on track to make more than $350,000 a year in 2025.
See how cheery it is? See how the music... They're going to show the people and him at the market. Oh, y'all, see. Espiano, orange. Yeah, give me the orange. He's learning Spanish. He's bringing his American dollar there. The weather is good. He's embracing the culture. And so he's... now, one with the people, or so we thought.
I'm a full-service trademark attorney, so that could be anything from a trademark search, trademark prosecution, trademark representation, litigation, office action support. It's A to Z for trademark services.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago when I started, I was working by myself, working 17-hour days. Now, my systems are a lot better. I have myself, my paralegal, and an AI assistant where everything is a lot more streamlined. I've always loved traveling. I've been to 60 countries so far. One thing about travel is just I really love to explore new cultures, new food, new people. And traveling for me has just always been something that I've loved. Mexico is my favorite country by far of the 60 that I've been to, which is also why I decided to move here. There's no requirements for me to be in the States. Trademark law is federal law, so it doesn't matter where you're licensed. As long as you have a U.S. license with the state bar, you can practice anywhere.
So this good man right here, on track to bring in $350,000 a year. Let me show you one of the reasons why he spends a majority of his time down in Mexico City.
Rent here, it's around $2,000. A similar apartment in Chicago would probably be around $4,000 to $5,000.
So he's telling you that one of the reasons that he goes there, and let me just be honest with you guys. For those of you that has not visited somewhere like Mexico City or Central Mexico or something like that, $2,000 is expensive for the people in Mexico City. And so what landlords and business owners are doing is they are raising the prices to capitalize off of the Americans who are so used to paying so much more money. Now, if you get in big bags like him, because he's a nice guy, seems like he's a good nerd, is very, very smart. And don't get me wrong, nerds is up. Like, I am actually celebrating him. I'm not throwing shade. I'm saying that when I say a person is a nerd, that is a term of endearment. That is a compliment. That is something that I'm saying about a person that I think is doing phenomenal. And nerds are winners. Nerds don't get arrested. Nerds don't go to jail. Nerds don't get caught up in nonsense. Nerds ain't out here populating the community and having a whole bunch of kids everywhere. Nerds do what they're supposed to do so that they can then add value into the community and culture. And then they live their lives how they want to, not affecting and not hurting anybody. Often at times, actually pouring back into society and leaving it better as a result of them being here. So they are the counterbalance to the people that we just seen over in Indianapolis. Nerds are cool. Nerds are awesome. All right. So you got this guy and he's over there. And so landlords are basically not just landlords, business owners, grocery stores everywhere. They are capitalizing off of the fact that a place like a Mexico City, which traditionally you had people that were native to Mexico living in Mexico City and operating cheaply. They didn't use American dollars. They only operated off of pesos. And then they accommodated visitors and tourists. But they didn't know that y'all was going to go over there and try to live there, because now that y'all trying to live there, they know that y'all used to paying a certain amount of money for the same quality. So they're going to cut the price in half, maybe even to 40%. And they still going to make a crazy amount of money. And what that does is it raises the value and the prices for other people that are native to the place. So the same thing that you complain about in your communities and wherever it is that you are, oh man, the white people coming in and they moving all of us out. Well, they complaining about it over there, except for they're more direct in their communication. And they're saying to you, we don't want you here because you're not native to this place. And either, and when they say speak Spanish or get out, they're not telling you to learn Spanish or get out. They're saying that either you're native to the land, either you are a Spanish speaking, culturally understanding, and you are born and raised in Mexico, or you can get out because all you're doing is messing it up for everybody else, bringing in your little dollars. That is what they're telling you, okay? If there's anything out of this, I need to go.
Prospective client.
We don't need to see anymore. So this is what they are saying over in Mexico City where this young man is living. And this is what they're trying to say to you and how they feel about you coming over there and running up the bag and running up the cost of living for them.
These protesters in Mexico City say cross-border migration is changing their country's capital for the worse. Over the last decade, an influx of mostly American so-called digital nomads have moved here to work remotely and also enjoy a cheaper cost of living.
This, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, when I first seen this video, because I was the first person to start covering this as far as one of the bigger YouTubers. I wouldn't even consider myself a big YouTuber. I would say one of the mid-sized YouTubers. I was one of the first people to actually start having a conversation with this. Now, the bigger networks, because they look at my stuff, they starting to pick up some of the same things that I'm covering. And so now they starting to have a conversation about it. But nobody was even up on this. But I thought that this was Los Angeles. I thought that this was Los Angeles when I first started looking at these videos and I started researching what was going on over in Mexico City.
Protesters say the newcomers have driven up rents beyond the reach of locals.
Principalmente si van a vivir.
If they're going to live in a country, they have to contribute to that country. The first and simplest issue is legal migration. They come here with visas or no visas, and still the change in purchasing power generates these problems of gentrification and displacement.
I'm here because gentrification is just one more step towards colonization, dispossession, and the exploitation of our resources. Right now it's about the people, but it won't be long before they run out of oil, water, or lithium in other countries and come and take them from us.
Many Americans in Mexico are able to still receive high salaries in dollars from U.S. companies by working on laptops from their apartments.
The government is directing its public policies towards people with higher purchasing power, often illegally displacing local populations who have lived in these neighborhoods for 40, 50, and we have even documented cases of up to 60 years. In 5 years, rents have increased by 47%. This is violent for the local population. We are debating whether to pay for electricity, water, or food. Of course, we choose to eat.
Some activists blame Mexico's government for encouraging them. However, there's no simple fix. Imposing tougher visa restrictions on Americans could worsen relations with the U.S. Mexican citizens in the U.S. also send billions of dollars in remittances back to their families in Mexico.
I don't want y'all to skip over that part. I don't want y'all to skip over that part that we just looked at. All right? I don't want you to act like you didn't hear that. Let me play it again for you, for the people in the back.
World billions blame Mexico's government for encouraging them. However, there's no simple fix. Imposing tougher visa restrictions on Americans could worsen relations with the U.S. Mexican citizens in the U.S. also send billions of dollars in remittances back to their families in Mexico.
Mexico people in the U.S. Mexico people, Mexicans in the United States of America. This is why, listen. This is why the Mexican government is refusing to address this issue. Right. You see how Trump can directly address it and say, listen, you're over here illegally. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not on top of things. You're not taking care of business. You're over here committing crimes. We had to create the Lake and Riley Act. And so now we got to start deporting the people that's not here legally. The reason why the Mexican government is leery on addressing this issue and saying, listen, they are bringing money into our economy. And we don't really have any real economy that's not interdependent or is needing to be based off of something that's happening outside of Mexico, whether that be Chinese companies, whether that be Europe, or whether that be America. The reason why they don't want to address this is because they don't want to mess up even worse than they have with Trump, because there's a lot of people that come over here, make a bunch of money, documented it or undocumented, legally or illegally, and they take American money and they send it back home so that they people can live comfortably. They are siphoning billions and billions and billions of dollars every single year out of the American economy, and they're leveraging it in order to get themselves a better life. And so they send they people over here, and they people is expected to make sure that they send some money back home too. And so that is why they are weary on addressing the issue of Americans over in Mexico, in Mexico City, living there for half of the year, most of the time during the winter, and using their dollars. But at the same time, it's messing up the economy for the people that actually live there, is born or raised there. Correct, Philip. They want your money, but they don't want your people. They want your money. Listen to me. I know that y'all think that the world loves y'all, but people in the world are just as transactional as people everywhere else in the United States of America. I know you think that the women here don't love you in the United States of America and they not giving you no play, but the women over there, they adore you and they just think that you're great, the greatest of all time. They not stupid. They got the same brain size. They have the same IQ. They think you a sucker too. They just know that they can capitalize off of you because the standards here in the United States of America is a little bit different than the standards over there. You give them some money, man, they balling. They balling for the rest of the year. They may be only making $15 a day, $15 a week. That's real talk. $15. You just paid $40 for some box. Nigga, you changed some lives over there. Some pimp named Cuddy in Mexican language, Cote. I don't know what the Mexican name for Cuddy is. Cuddy over there said, hey, man, you better keep that simp, keep that chump over there. Matter of fact, tell him you're going to marry him and that he can spend, you know, a piece of his time here. And then you're going to have to live with him. You're going to have to stay with him for like 2.5 months when he come back and make sure that you stay rocking with him. And he going to say that he taking care of you. He got him a whole family. I mean, I know we all bust you down, but dog, this is the come up. Yeah, me, Hernandez, Jose, Jesus, and Jorge. So what? We bust you down. Girl, are you seeing the vision? He going to change all of our lives. He coming over here. And he gonna make sure that he changed all of our lives. And you over here, yeah, man. The women over there is way more submissive. What you thought that she was being celibate when you not there? You think she focused, right? She just clean up the house every day, and all she got to do is just chill. No. She focused. She focused because she loyal to you. When you go back to the United States of America for 8 to 9 months out of the year, and then when you come back. Jorge is over there too. No. They think that women are different everywhere. All women are different. And so the women over there are more loyal to you just because you not him here, you him there. And so you. And so now you different over there than here. And so you get different results. Did you get a DNA test? Just to make sure that that's your kid. You should get a DNA test. I'm not saying that that's not your kid, but I'm just saying get a DNA test. El Cuddy Zeus. I'm not saying that the women here is not out of control. I'm just saying that you really believe that. You believe that they not the same there too, but they just poor. And now they revolting. Get them out of here. We don't want their money no more.
In a world where travel and communication are faster and easier than ever, these two nations are finding it harder to have neighborly relations. Wilson Dysart, Al Jazeera.
You know what y'all should do? Y'all should bring them over here for like vacation. How are you living over there in the U.S.? You rich? Ooh, you make $47,000 a year. Oh, my God. Oh, we hit the jackpot. Let them know you're one of the poor ones over here. Bring them over for vacation for like 3 weeks and let them see how you living. Go. $47,000 a year. Let them know you one of the poor ones. Oh, you just keeping your head above water over here. Just keeping your head above water over here. She'll leave you in 3 seconds. Just telling you the truth. We're going to Americanize her. Oh, yeah. We gonna Americanize her. Listen, that's why y'all keep keeping them little hoes over there. That's the truth. That's why you keep them over there. And I think you should. It's the same as the dude. All right, let me break it down like this. This is the same as the dudes that try to keep their chicks off the internet. You live in a small town. She a baddie with a fatty and dabby. She's a fairy. And she a baddie, right? She got long hair. She got good skin and all of that stuff. She live over there in Muskegon, Michigan or something. You know what I'm saying? Something further away. Bring her to the city. Bring her to the city. Let her take a girl's trip to the city. Come on down. Because all she know is rural America. She had 47 people in her elementary school. By the time she got to high school, 13 of them graduated. She been on a small farm her entire life, but she a baddie. She's an anomaly. She's not an inbred. She's a baddie. She's an anomaly. And all she know is you. All she know is you. So bring her to the city and let her see what the life is over here. We're going to Americanize that bee. Gonna turn her out. She'll never see the same. She can't even go home. Her father is gonna be disappointed in what she, because we got our name tattooed on her now. her hair different. She talk different. She walk different. She look different. She got a whole nother thing to her. She ain't never ever experienced this. Oh my God, what happened to my Megan? Megan, who are you today? Who are you, Megan? I'm a bag chaser now. I'm a bag chaser. The chasers got me. Anyways, I think y'all should bring y'all Mexican chicks or y'all Asian chicks or y'all Dominican chicks. Bring them over to the United States of America. Introduce us to them. Let us meet them. Hey, how you doing? And then we go from there.